And on our program today, we are going to talk about the Boone County Historical Society, and Marty Lamori joins us on the phone. Marty, hello.
Good morning. Yes, good morning. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
There you go. Yeah, isn't it? We had to get that one in there. Hey, it's not a surprise. We've seen this happen before around here, so it does. We work with it, so.
Exactly.
The upside is it's not real heavy, pretty light and powdery. The downside is there's a lot of cold coming after it, but not long. We're talking 30s again on Friday, so.
There we go.
This is our typical, you know. If you don't like the weather, just stick around. Just wait 24 hours, and we'll see how many other seasons we can throw in there.
There you go.
Well, Marty, last time we visited, we were getting ready for the annual meeting for the Historical Society, and I know that came up in the at the end of January. So how did it go? Right. Did we have a good turnout? What was going on?
Not a big turnout, a small crowd, which that's okay. We understand. I guess it seems as though, to be honest with you, the crowds show up if there's something controversial going on.
That happens
so
everywhere, though.
We didn't have a big crowd, but we went ahead and did all of our annual reports and updates. I won't review all of those, just summaries of activities from the president, from each one of the committees. And we did elect new board members. We have two new board members. Barb McDougall, she's volunteered for us for about a year, maybe not quite that long, I'm not sure. She's a resident of here in Boone, previously a teacher, and Ron Russell, he's volunteered for us also quite frequently. He helps in the shop, and he's one who loves to dig through old photos and gets up on third floor and finds things. So, and Barb's done just an amazing job helping with collections. So both of them have done volunteer for us and understand kind of the overall workings of the group. And so we're excited to have them on board.
Sure.
So they had their first meeting on February 4th.
Okay.
So that was our last actual official meeting. I'll just kind of run through that agenda of what we talked about. Just our usual roll call and approval of minutes. Old business. On a previous meeting, there had been discussion about that the U.S. was going to have their 250th anniversary in 2026. Apparently, all of that has been on hold as far as any activities with that.
Okay.
So, new business, we've had a couple of tours. The Friends Forever group set to visit on this February 7th. We found that some of our taxidermy animals were not safe to have in the building. Apparently they become toxic for some reason. So we had an individual come, and those that were in bad shape were removed and disposed of properly.
Was some of that from the Carl Fritz Henning collection, or?
Some of it was, and I'm not sure what the source was for all of them, but we just aren't able to keep them if they aren't safe.
You hate to
throw things out, but that's just kind of what we had to do. A couple of the things on the agenda, we're looking into possibly doing background checks on volunteers. We haven't made a final decision on that. We're going to check with some other museums and see what they do for their policies. Also looking into just our overall security at the center, because we have collections that are valuable. We want to make sure that we keep them safe.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Let's see. Collections. I'm going to see if there's anything special on that. Let me look at that one. Working on, Hickory Grove School items. We've really run out of storage space, so we're kind of holding off on accepting except very specific items. I do know that Ron Russell and Jamie and Fred Greiner met this past week, and they're starting to look into doing in-person interviews with individuals for our Veterans Day collection for military. So if you are yourself a Vietnam veteran or a Korean War veteran and would be willing to talk with the group, they would love to interview you and hear your story if you're willing to share. So we can contact the History Center or directly get a hold of Ron. I think I've got his number, and I don't think he minds me sharing it because he said he preferred that he gets a phone call versus an email. I'm just looking that up right now here.
Okay, take your time to do that. And okay, the one thing we want to point out is, again,
Ron Russell at 515-298-0547.
0547. Okay.
Yep. And so we've got, a lot of time, but they kind of are just wanting to get it organized and get started and do the interviewing. I'm really interested to see if we have any women in our county or area around that served in the Vietnam War. I just got done reading the book, The Women, by Kristen Hanna. And so I found that to be very interesting as being a nurse and being of that era. I was high school during the wartime. So I think that'll be a really interesting project.
I don't want to say, I'm just to say, these are the kinds of things. And I remember previously, before when Charles was there, one of the big things they were trying to do at that time was get World War II veterans because we were losing ours. And, trying to get their input and their interviews. And I remember they were very excited when they had Norm Irby, they were able to get him. And interview him. But those are the kinds of things, we don't have. That's our history.
Right. I do think we have some previous recordings, and Jeannie will correct me if I'm giving incorrect information, but I think it was Bill Doran we have, a tape of him doing a presentation in regards to some activities in World War II. What they were specifically, I'm not 100% sure, but...
So these are the kinds of things, that a lot of people don't think about until all of a sudden it's gone. And the people that have the stories are the ones that we want to hear from.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Let's see. I don't think there's anything else on exhibits right now. Again, we did have, at the annual meeting, we did have an individual who came to the meeting, had been a previous member and then joined that night. That is going to, his reason for coming was because he's interested in doing some input for improving our agricultural display. Individual, which would be really interesting. He lives on a farm and he was born on that farm and still lives there, and he's getting close to 90 years old.
Wow. So
should be interesting to have him give us some good information. Our publications committee, we've added a new member to that. Deb Duncan has continued to help us with setting that up, and that's getting our trail tales put together and published, as well as the newsletter. Janet Hurlburt, she's a volunteer that comes to us from over at Ames.
Okay.
And she was previously a librarian, if I'm not incorrect. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. But she's super good at helping. She did the majority, or if not almost all of the work on the biblical college display and organization of all that material. So we're excited to have her come on board and be part of publications.
All right, good.
Yeah. Maintenance report. Things are going pretty well, of course, except we have a little thermostat issue that is hopefully getting addressed. Yes, that's, it's on the lower level, but Hopefully we can get that corrected. It's just like your house. It's always something. So, and we had some a broken window that's going to have to be repaired. We're still researching with our options for elevator upgrade and replacement. Mm-hmm. We think we've got four different companies that we've had come and assess and give us what their assessment is, as well as bid on that. That, as well as the HVAC system for the heating, for the furnaces, we're getting bids. I think we've gotten three companies, had the third one just last week.
Sure.
So they're looking at some future things that are going to have some expense for us. So we're trying to get organized with that.
As
far as the treasurer's report, we're still very solvent because of our generous donations that we've had. But as far as overall expenditures, as far as meeting what we brought in versus what we spent, we did have a deficit, but not anything that's making us concerned. However, we appreciate those individuals who continue to donate to us on a regular basis. And even if you've been a lifetime member, if you consider donation, we certainly appreciate that. Mm. That kind of moves into membership. I have still receiving membership renewals.
Okay.
We aren't quite up to our numbers from last year. I'm starting a list of those who did not renew membership and probably going to do an inquiry to them either by email or by phone call, one of the two, to see if it's just an oversight or not. I don't want to bug everybody, but sometimes we just forget, oh yeah, I haven't done my membership yet. So one thing I will be doing is trying to build up a couple of committee members on the membership committee. I've already got a volunteer for that. And I think we're going to try to do a little bit of a push for business membership. That's not something we have a high number of. And we'd really like to have that community business support of the History Center through membership.
Sure.
Let's see. Kate Shelley, we're still waiting to get the final lease to sign for our renewal out at the site out in Moncona. We're waiting for getting that back from the Army Corps of Engineers. I've already started contacted three different companies with Graybaugh's, Garrett Long, and Boone Construction. They were ones that came down and did the assessment of the current building and said, I really don't think we can repair this. So having them take a look at, what are some options for what we do for replacement down there. I have a group that I'm going to get together, just a small focus group to kind of brainstorm what is it that you'd like to see down at the site.
Sure.
We want to keep it probably the same size as what's there, because if we change the footprint of the building, then we have to redo some things lease-wise with the Army Corps.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll probably be pretty much a footprint of the same size. But trying to see what people would be interested in having. I think the vision is probably not an enclosed museum like what is down there currently, but to have an open area with maybe three sides to it built, so there's the potential so it could be enclosed if in the future another group wanted to commit to having a museum there again. At this point in time, we just don't have enough manpower to be able to staff that down there. So, again, if you're interested in Kate Shelley, please give me a call, 291-8108, and I'd love to have your input on that.
Okay. Big thing is get your agreement with the Corps done that we can keep going down there and doing things, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. We're kind of looking at how to use, looking in again still to our grants and other funding that we can do to support what we're going to be having to do with the HVAC system and with the elevator. as well as other projects. We do have a volunteer who's interested in events. That's one thing we thought we might focus on, seeing what we could do for, other than our soup supper, which is pretty much always everybody expects that in December. I know previously in the past that there was more events down at the center, kind of geared toward fundraising. So we've had some suggestions for some ideas and have someone who's interested in kind of helping coordinate those things. So again, if there's something fun that you can think of that you would love to see happen at the History Center, if you'd like to be a part of it, if you'd like to organize an event as a volunteer and run it by the board and have some help from all of us, we think that'd be great. So let's see. I think that's about it as far as reports from the previous meeting.
Okay.
I think that's about it. I can't think of anything else. Any other questions for me?
Well, I was going to say, a lot of people, you know, when you talk about the heating, cooling, the HVAC down there, what you have, what is it, five or seven?
I think it's, right now, I think it's four.
Four. So, four different units. And again, that's a big building. So,
I
know that it's, those are the challenges because you got to maintain your climate inside and everything else with that collection. So that's, those are some of the challenges you got. I'm very interested to see how the, ag display goes now that you got somebody really interested in being a part of helping with that. That'll be good.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we've got all of that happening. I was going to say, have you talked about any discussions about any more coming up here once we hit springtime or get past the snow do any like scholar programs again or anything like that or just discussion at this point?
It's discussion. We don't have anything solid yet, but we will look forward to setting up a few more of those again. People seem to enjoy them. That's something we had fairly good attendance at. So one thing on a couple things, I guess I'm going to back up a little bit on the meeting thing. At the annual meeting, we did do some minor changes to our bylaws and policies, and there is a copy of that up at the library, and we have hard copy at the center if anyone's interested in that. With the minutes and the summaries from the annual meeting, that isn't approved until the following year at the annual meeting. So it isn't anything that I send out to the membership.
Sure.
I always send the meeting minutes every month out to the membership. So, I think the other thing that was going to happen, I think I mentioned it previously, we're working with the EDGE program at the high school, and that's coming up on the 19th of February.
Okay.
Joe Howell will be attending that, and we'll be working with them to see if we can get them a project to work on for the center. So we're excited to work with the school. So
get young people involved, right?
Right.
Working with their history, so.
Again, I guess the only other thing I guess I didn't mention was on the website, we're still working with David Howell, even though he's not on the board any longer. He's still overseeing the website with that, and we're just working to see about search engine optimization so people can find us easier when it gets pulled up, and also to make it more dynamic once you do get onto the site.
And speaking of which, the website, by the way, if you haven't renewed your membership, a very easy way to do it online.
Yes, the Turbis is updated there. So if you don't mind me sharing that you're members.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It was very easy to do. Once you get on the website, boom, get it taken care of very quickly. So.
Right. We keep... That is pretty slick. I do like that. The paper form, we keep that pretty well organized. We have a Google sheet that has all of our members' lifetime and then ones who are annual renewers all organized on that. So we can easily access the information, and we use that for our mailing list, for our trail tales, and for our newsletters. So we have all the addresses available from everybody. So it was interesting. I had a lady who's been a lifetime member, and we must have been missing her email address all these years, because she emailed me and said, "This is the first time I've ever gotten minutes from a meeting." I said, "I am so sorry." You know, she'd be getting her trail tales, and she'd been getting your newsletter, but hadn't been getting the update of the meeting. So we hope that keeps our members informed, so there's no surprises when it comes to the annual meeting. So. Yeah.
And by the way, folks, next regular meeting, which people are welcome to come to, is going to be on March 4th, right?
Right. Yep. It will be on March 4th.
Lower level of the Historical Center. So, again, if you want to keep updated on what's going on, or just come in and listen to the board and hear what they're talking about in the reports, you're welcome to do that.
And we're always welcome to have you come visit. Hopefully, I'll be able to. We're open again. Our hours are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 10 to 2, and we can arrange other tours at other times if need be. You can contact us and see if we can accommodate you to do that. I'm actually doing that on Thursday night for a group that is going to be holding a meeting there, and then asked if they could have a tour afterwards. So,
well, Marty, I appreciate you taking time visiting with us, getting us updated, and once again, folks, check it out online if you want to. I know they've got Facebook where you release information, pictures, things like that.
Right.
Or the next regular meeting is coming up on March 4th. Get your membership.
Yep. Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
Marty, thanks for visiting with us.
You're welcome. Take care.